like, I'm upstate, I'm upstate, I'm like, ugh.
Exactly. Well, first, just for the people who haven't seen it, tell me about your character.
So I play Barbara Keene.
Mm-hmm.
She is Jim Gordon, who's played by Ben McKenzie's fiancé, mm-hmm. or James Gordon, I call him Jim.
Yeah.
And she is, yeah, we get closer to it. She is a very strong, intelligent, interesting woman who's, you know, really well-placed in Gotham. She's running her own art gallery, and she's sort of feeling very comfortable in that space. And she's totally in love with Jim. You know, she's 100% dedicated to him. But the problem, because we're in Gotham and nothing is ever simple, is that they have got secrets from each other, and these secrets are kind of putting up barriers that they're finding very hard to break down, and it's very frustrating for both of them, and it's leading to a lot of, you know, wonderful dramatic scenes. So, yeah, she's got a lot of depth and a lot of darkness in her, which is obviously brilliant to play and hopefully good to watch.
Yeah, I just say tease that. I can't wait to see, like, what your dark past is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rare that a show like this, like, there's been so many superhero shows like Smallville and Arrow and obviously Flash. They focus on the actual superhero. This one is focusing on a supporting character with Detective Gordon.
Yeah.
What is your take, or, like, yeah, what's your opinion on basically Gotham taking that route and focusing on the supporting character?
I think, for me, there's been so many Batman films, and everybody, I mean, also, like, the Christopher Nolan films, you know, it's like, I don't know how you're going to top that, really. I'm looking forward to Batman v Superman, obviously, because it's a different kind of angle, but, you know, it's like, once you've fully explored those characters as they are in their older forms, I don't think there's anywhere else to go. So this, to me, was so much more exciting, because I think, you know, in life, you meet a lot of people, and if you meet them for the first time and they're bad people, you're like, how did you become this? You know, like, you're really interesting, and what is it that's brought you to this point? So I think to be able to explore the origin stories of the famous villains like Penguin, Enigma, and, you know, and even because for me it's more interesting because some of them are good, you know, right now in our series. So you're getting the full story of how they become bad. And to be able to watch that, to me, is really, really interesting.
Yeah. And the show did, like, the pilot did such a good job of that. Like, they did the perfect just tease of everybody.
Yeah. And pilots are hard. It's really hard to put a lot of information. I mean, it's slightly easier for us because people have an idea of who these people are, but to be able to pull that off, and I thought it was just so kind of dramatic and led you on such a beautiful story, you know, just for the first episode. I'm really excited to see how they're going to cut together the next one.
Yeah. And so on that note of, like, the supporting characters, like, if you could pick another, from another superhero franchise, or even from Gotham, another supporting character to star in their own TV series, which one would you want to choose?
Oh, my goodness. Out of, like, all of the superheroes?
Yeah, any of them. It can be one from Gotham, too, if you like somebody else.
Oh, and I'd love to see Jada Pinkett Smith have her own spin-off series.
Yeah.
She's so fabulous, because her character, Fish Mooney, has been created by Bruno Heller, and she's just doing such a fabulous job, and she's enjoying herself so much. I think she'd have a great spin-off series. It'd be pretty dark.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty violent and also very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
Yeah, she's a sexy lady.
Yeah, she's great in it.
Yeah.
And there's a great quote in, like, the trailer and in the show that, like, Ben McKenzie's character says, like, I know it seems, like, dark right now, dark and stormy, but there is a light.
Mm-hmm.
Just in your opinion, whenever you have your dark days and you're down, what's something that lightens your day?
Oh, I do, it's a bit cheesy, but I do, like, meditation, and I do this thing called heart-to-heart meditation, which is a really fantastic way, I learned it in Thailand, of stopping your brain from thinking and start thinking to your heart. So it's like, it's really easy to do, but you know, you kind of need to know the way of doing it, and I don't really have time to, like, explain it all, but you basically just try and slow that noise, the endless, like, it's all about living in the moment. So instead of thinking to the future, like, your brain tries to think in the future and your brain also tries to assess the past, your heart is just completely right now. So you just try and listen to what it's telling you, like, are you happy right now? What do you need to do right now? So that's what I do when I'm in a bad day.
I'm jealous. I want to know.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome. There's this woman called Glenice that was in this place called The Sanctuary in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And she did me a little recording, and it's fabulous. It's like a 15-minute recording.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking about starting a website, so watch
okay.
the space. Well, I might be able to. Yeah, I might be able to get that information on a website for someone at some point.
Cool. And I saw in other interviews that like you were a big fan of the Tim Burton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, out of those films, is there a scene or a part out of one of those movies that you always think of when you think of Batman?
I always think of Danny DeVito with that moment in the when he comes out of the sewers as a penguin. I love that bit. I love how kind of over the top it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Even though that's not what you know, it's not what Gotham is like, but I just I like the playfulness of that Batman.
Yeah. That's my favorite Batman.
Is it?
It is Batman Returns.
Yeah. Oh, it's fabulous. I just think he did such a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
He was so likable.
Yeah, you were like rooting for him.
I was rooting for him.
But you know, same with this penguin, this guy.
Yeah, oh my goodness me. Robin Lord Taylor is doing the most fantastic job. Whenever we're at the read-throughs,
mm-hmm.
everyone always watches him when he's doing his bits. Like, he's so captivating.
It's
fantastic. And also, the nicest guy.
That's good to know, because he looks scary.
He is, like, the opposite, obviously, of the character. So, yeah, he's fabulous.
Cool. And like I was saying, like, after I did see Gotham, I really was just so amazed by it.
Mm.
And I cannot wait for more episodes. And I told everybody that this is the show to watch this fall.
Brilliant.
And I almost feel guilty because it's like, but we're not paying. No, we get to watch this for free. Like, we're not paying a ticket to see this.
I know, nice one, right?
It's so good.
Totally crazy.
Do you have another show that kind of makes you feel that way? Like, when you're watching it, you're just in awe of that show.
What am I watching at the moment? There was this amazing French show called The Returns, which I think they're remaking in America. And that blew me away because it was kind of, I was a big fan of Twin Peaks, and it felt like it had that, like, it was such a slow burn, but it was so beautiful, and you just felt, I just trusted it the whole way through. I was like, these guys know what they're doing. So I'm really excited for the second series of that. And then there was another one in the UK called Peaky Blinders, which was about this Birmingham gangsters, I think it's between the two world wars that's going on, and Cillian Murphy plays the lead guy, and they're called the Peaky Blinders because they're real, you know, they were real kind of gangsters, and they used to wear razor blades in their flat caps. So then they call you Peaky Blinders because they flash people's eyes with the razor blades.
Oh, my God.
I know. They take off their hat and then whip it around and flash their eyes.
So that's why they call people Peaky
Blinders. That's Peaky Blinders.
It makes perfect
sense. And
then
Tom Hardy's going to be in the second series.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's pretty intense. Like, it's going to be amazing. It was my favorite series of last year, and then The Returns was my favorite series before that.
Great. And now everyone's favorite season is going to be Gotham. It's going to be Gotham.
The only thing I'll be watching.
No other shows exist.
Yeah. Apart from all other Fox shows.
Yeah, okay, other
and DC shows.
Exactly.
Apart from those.
That's great. That's perfect.
Thanks.